Working in Olive Garden, I made breadsticks there. I smelled like garlic all the time.
I think it's important. This is something a mutual friend of ours has said as well, Chris Saka, that I think it's important to have had at least one shitty job, preferably in the service industry. I don't know. I think it really teaches you a lot about yourself and service and humankind in general. So you were making the breadsticks in the back. Did you ever have a like busboying or waitering job or anything like that?
If not,
I forgive you.
No, not really. I was never a waiter. I mean, I would see people at tables at Olive Garden as well. But like don't hate on my breadsticks. Breadsticks were a tough job, dude. Like those waiters would get pissed at you if you didn't have the breadsticks out on time because they made their tips on breadsticks.
How do they make their tips
because
on breadsticks?
You had to have breadsticks on the table, dude. Breadsticks always have to be on the table. I still have dreams about this. Breadsticks need to be on the table. If the customers don't have their breadsticks, they are not
They're
happy.
They're pissed, yeah. They
it's all in. You can eat breadsticks and salad.
That's a lot of breadsticks.
I mean, dude, it's a lot of breadsticks. I was cranking out, like, at any given time, there's two big-ass trays of breadsticks going on in the Olive Garden in the oven.